brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking there, Sean, Illinois. And yes, the mainstream media is doing that drumbeat again that they did ahead of 9/11, ahead of Oklahoma City, saying the terrorists are going to hit you and we're going to take your rights away to keep you safe. They create that false equation that you give up rights and you get safety and you get prosperity, when we know it's the opposite. Liberty is the engine of prosperity. Tyranny is the engine of death and degradation and humiliation. And yes, I've been seeing all those different editorials where they're really hyping the terrorists coming. But this won't be like 9/11 where nobody's watching. Look at the underwear bomber a year ago. We had our listeners on board. Kurt Haskell was a listener. He saw the government get him on the plane. The media tried to deny it. But months later, it came out we were right and it was all true. And now even mainstream news. Drudge on Monday linked to Kurt Nimmo's article. In fact, I just got to say, incredible job, Matt Drudge, that had all the history of these being staged events. Mutallab, all of it. And Anwar al-Awlaki at the Pentagon. I mean, it's incredible. Great job, Kurt Nimmo, by the way, with that article he did about the TSA rolling out nationwide. But this stuff's coming out. And so, yes, of course they want to stage big terror attacks. I predicted one right before the election. You notice you saw the DUD attacks, so they could pose as our saviors. But that's why we've got to get the word out about government-sponsored terror. Sean, go ahead and finish your point.
What was chilling? I mean, you hear about that all the time, that there could be a terrorist attack. Both these guys, they didn't just say there was going to be a terrorist attack. They described what was going to happen. And they said that there's going to be somebody in a highly populated area, they're going to have a floating vest, a car bomb, or machine gun. And then after that, that's when they put their political points out. Alex, I've never read anything like that before.
What's the headline? What's the headline on the article?
It's Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel. I read it in the newspaper. I think it's online, but it's the USA Today. I would encourage you to look at it.
But what was the headline like? Like, we're going to have terror 2011? Cal Thomas?
No, it's in the 2011 prediction. It's about halfway down. They're talking about
Cal Thomas, Bob Beckel, 2011 predictions. I'll get it to the Watsons right now because we need to point out that we have the CFR report they put out a year before 9/11 predicting it all, and then they bragged about how right they were. So they just love doing this. Amazing.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Why do they do it? I mean, it can't be that important to them, this stuff. I mean, it cannot be that important to kill people.
Let me go further. Why have they had scores of top Republicans, Pentagon statements, a whole bunch of Obama people like Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London, to the point of Beck came out a month and a half ago and said they're going to stage in Oklahoma City and blame it on people like me? Now, you know, Beck said they're going to blame it on him, which is actually true. If you read the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters George Soros talking points, it's two people. They say Glenn Beck and Alex Jones are going to cause mass death. And they've already trained the cops in the last 5 years. There will be car bombs. There will be local attacks. They bought all the robots in all the cities. I mean, the feds are going to do it. They're going to roll out. I mean, again, just like they masked all the U.S. troops in and around Afghanistan, signed a launch order the day before 9/11, they've got their architecture in place. They've already trained the cops. It's coming. The cops, like robots, when it happens, will bow down to the feds, the threat fusion centers. They need a trigger to really bring in hardcore martial law. We're already in serious martial law with the groping, the checkpoints, the federal TSA rollout. This is when we go into depression. Why do they kill people? Because they need to scare folks. They need to kill some people and say, look, people died. You better let us support you. We care about you. Again, when we're not injecting Guatemalan children with syphilis, irradiating U.S. troops, or murdering U.S. foster children in pesticide studies, we're protecting you from terrorists. We wouldn't do it. Oh, don't listen to this theorist out there. No, give us your rights and give them the money. We're going to take care of you. Nice man in the uniform will help you.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're getting your predictions for 2011. And also what you think was most important in 2010. Dr. Roberts is only with us for two segments, so coming up at 33 after, I'll go to Sam, Chris, James, Caroline, Ken, and others that are patiently holding. We've got Max Kaiser coming in on the fourth hour today. Bob Chapman popping in. Open phones interspersed throughout the next 3 hours that we have left here. He's written a lot of important articles we've been posting up at Infowars.com. America's caught up with 1984. Dissent is what rescues democracy from the quiet death behind closed doors. Continues here. He's also got a report out on 2011. And we're going to be breaking all of that down with him today. But first off, I wanted to get Dr. Roberts' take on people like Ezra Klein of the Washington Post, an MSNBC analyst. More and more of these Congress people and others, they just keep saying the Constitution doesn't matter, that it has no binding power, that it's bad. I see judges saying it. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're really, I guess, trying to acclimate us to real tyranny, Dr. Roberts.
Certainly looks that way, Alex, and it's quite amazing. The Constitution doesn't seem to have any friends except perhaps the American Civil Liberties Union. The law schools are quiet. The bar associations are quiet. For the most part, the judiciary is quiet. So when people give up on democracy and they give up on the Constitution, then the only thing that's left is dictatorship. And generally, they are tyrannical for anyone who gets in their way or is inclined to challenge them.
Dr. Roberts, what did you think of the reports in the last 2 weeks confirming that Homeland Security was not just only spying on members of the legislature of Pennsylvania, but also in Tennessee and in Florida, actually sending spies into Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty meetings and spying on the ACLU and listing them not just as extremists, but as possible terrorists?
Right. Well, if all these reports are correct, then quite clearly they're going to shut down any dissent and shut down any protections that people have in the Bill of Rights against the government. You know, Alex, look, what was probably the most awful thing that happened? When Obama was elected with very large majority and a lot of support, and the Democrats had the House and the Senate. And all of those Democrats have the responsibility to uphold the laws of the United States. They're all sworn to uphold the Constitution. And yet their leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, said over and over and over that they're not going to look into the crimes of the Bush regime, despite the fact that the crimes were well known. They're unequivocal. We know for a fact that the Bush regime violated American statutory law by spying on Americans without obtaining warrants from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. We know for a fact that Bush, who admits it in his book, violated U.S. statutory law by torturing people, which is against American law. We know for a fact that the Bush regime committed treason. They led us into a war based on lies and deceptions. And this is high treason. It's also a war crime. So we have these enormous crimes, and nothing was done. So what the Obama regime did was to accept the precedent established by the Bush-Cheney regime that the executive branch is not accountable to law. Now, if you compare this to just a few years ago when the House of Representatives impeached Bill Clinton because he had a sexual affair with a White House intern and lied about it. And you go back a few more years, and Nixon had to resign because he lied about when he first learned about the Watergate burglary. So you've seen a tremendous collapse in the authority of law in the United States, in the accountability of government. And as you say, that's the end of the Constitution. And we see also all sorts of clampdowns on dissent, so that now dissent is the equivalent of terrorism or aid to terrorists. It's extremism. They're investigating war protesters. They're spying on everybody. So it's a police state. I've said that several times over the past years, but we now see it demonstrated. They feel the ability simply to show that that's what it is.
And Doctor, I want to elaborate on that, because just 2 months ago or so, I had you on the show, and I said they're now putting their hands down people's pants. And you said, Alex, and I don't blame you, because it's insane. Send me a video of that. And then, of course, it blew up nationwide, and the videos are now out there, and this show was the epicenter of that. But I mean, just so you know, It's in the mainline papers in Tennessee and Florida. They got the documents. It is confirmed that they didn't just list Ron Paul's groups as being a sign of extremism. They went and spied on them as potential terrorists. They've had the Army spy on Ron Paul and myself. I was sent that by moles inside the Army a year and a half ago. So I understand even your apprehension, because I have it as well. I think when we come face to face with such bona fide, arrogant tyranny that it's hard for us who are really in the middle of all this researching it to believe it. But and that takes me back to this, and this is my question. A bunch of people, I mean, it was more than 30. I've tried to count them all up, but private contractors, Army personnel from Afghanistan, from Iraq, they went to prison for torturing. But then we got the John Yoo White House memos and the Alberto Gonzalez memos, and it was confirmed that Bush and Cheney had ordered it and said they could even torture kids in front of people. And the Washington Post lauded it in a 2002 article that's in my film, Road to Tyranny, and said, yeah, we do stuff to kids in front of their parents. So they're trying to sell us on the evil. Bush comes out and says, yeah, I ordered torture. I'd do it again. So how do the people that got caught go to prison, but then the people that give the order don't? I mean, I think that makes your point for you.
I suppose that the executive branch feels it can do whatever it wants. Look, Alex, I saw a report today, the latest poll of public support or lack thereof for the war in Afghanistan. Over two-thirds of the American people have turned against this war. And yet we had the Pentagon chief, Gates, the other day say that it doesn't matter what the American people think. We're committed to this war. And we don't care what the people think. And yet, while they say that out of one side of the mouth, out of the other side of the mouth, they talk about we have freedom and democracy. Well, you don't have democracy when the government is immune to public opinion. So, and you can find this immunity to public opinion everywhere. And you can find the public itself doesn't seem to appreciate free speech. For example, what is the main feature of American public discourse recently? Look at what comes out of the WikiLeaks saga. You have people demanding revenge against people who tell us the truth.
Well, they're calling for the death of Julian Assange.
Right. And so many ordinary Americans agree. So.
They're calling for my execution then. You know how many secret documents we've put out? I mean, that's the end of the free press. I even heard them calling for prosecution of the newspapers that publish this stuff. I mean.
Yes. Okay, Alex. I'm sure that you're right about that. And here's what I think the fear is. This coming year, starting tomorrow, as far as I can tell, there's no possibility of an economic recovery. It's probably going to be a resumption of a downturn. There doesn't seem to be anything in place to halt these gratuitous wars of conquest and occupation. And yet, everyone is frustrated with them. I mean, probably the people would support them if we were winning, or if we could present it more convincingly that we were winning. And so, Obama is probably toast. And so, that leaves the Republicans. Now, even more than the Democrats, the Republicans have become a party of brown shirts. They don't believe in civil liberties. Civil liberties is something that coddles criminals and coddles terrorists and lets liberal judges let people off who should be punished and all of that. So the conservatives don't care about Bill of Rights. It's something that's in the way of their agendas. They want to get people, punish them. And so we'll end up with the Republicans in the White House and controlling the Congress. And, of course, what are their doctrines? Well, they believe in the primacy of the executive branch over the other branches. You know, this is a unitary executive theory. And they believe in the hegemonic right of Americans to rule the world. And so I think 2012 will mark the end of American democracy. We're probably in the last year of it right now. It'll continue to be eroded.
Stay there. Powerful intel from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury Policy, father of Reaganomics.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Fortunately, I have to completely agree with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. This has been a long-term military-industrial complex takeover of the United States. And we've been used as the engine of the planet, the engine of tyranny worldwide. Doctor, finishing up the point that you were making about 2011 and the final preparations for the complete end of the Republic.
Well, I think we finished it, Alex. You can't, there's nothing on the scene that's coming to the defense of civil liberty and the Constitution, or of accountable government. And there's no sign of any opposition to the snowballing police state. And we see repeatedly from agencies of the federal government a complete contempt for the public. For example, the TSA, you know, the airport security people, they have made it completely clear that they will arrive at no accommodation with the American people other than the violation of their persons that they impose by brute force. We have the Secretary of Defense, which is a euphemism, saying that we're going to conduct wars and don't care what the people think because they don't have anything to do with our decisions. And we have all this massive spying, not just on state and local governments and our war protesters, but essentially on everybody. And the accumulation of massive numbers of dossiers on people. Well, there couldn't possibly be that many terrorists. If there were that many terrorists, the whole country would be going up in explosions right now. In fact, the only acts of terrorism that we ever see are the orchestrated cases that are part of FBI, what they call sting operations. They go out and find some hapless guy and provoke him into some plot that they give him and string this along, and then they capture him.
Well, the total confirmation of that is, Dr. Roberts, is the TSA has now announced 9,000 locations with telescreens giving you orders to spy on other shoppers and your family, TSA to be on the streets everywhere. I mean, this is a federal goon force that sticks its hands down your pants, which is prisoner submission training.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when they got away with 9/11, that sealed our fate because that became the excuse. And you still don't see any real challenge other than from the truthers, which the government and the mainstream media, and as far as I can tell, the majority of the people, keep marginalized despite their qualifications and the rigor of their research and reasoning. So I think when they got away with 9/11, that's when they captured everything, because everything else flows from that. That's the excuse. That's where the war on terror came from. That's where all of the police state implications.
But I don't want to end this interview on a negative note here, because Geraldo Rivera has come out and said he doesn't believe Building 7 story. Judge Andrew Napolitano says it's a complete fraud. It needs to be investigated. We've seen, just a lot of positive. Matt Drudge is now linking to articles that we write that talk about stage terror. I mean, things are really, I think people are waking up. It's always darkest before the dawn. I mean, even The Guardian says the TSA state mandated molestation. I mean, I think they've gone too far. I think we've got a dog in the fight.
Well, it suits me. I don't want them to prevail, but you don't. You know, the population itself is really not sufficiently clued in, and time is vanishing in which there'll still be the ability to act. And in fact, what you'll see happen, the population will end up electing the Republican goons who will complete the police state. That's my opinion. Now, I'm perfectly happy if I'm wrong. And I don't know what's going to happen to the judge and to Geraldo. And usually news people who dissent from the line find their career over. I look what happened to Helen Thomas so quickly. So I don't know what will happen to them now if they survive and they go on and they continue. But, you know, you got to be skeptical of more.
Hold on, Doc. I know you're only scheduled for 30, and I got to get the calls. But let's come back and put bookends on this. Finish your statement. We'll do about 3 minutes with you on the other side going into the new year. Any other predictions? Then I'm going straight to your phone calls continually right through with Max Kaiser and Bob Chapman. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're taking a ton of your phone calls with what you think was most important in 2010, what you think is going to happen in 2011 and beyond, coming up here in just about 3 minutes. I wanted Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to finish up the statement that he was making. But, I mean, Doc, in the final equation, we're here, we live here, it's a global tyranny. This tyranny's been exported everywhere. There's continuity of agenda. There's really nowhere to run. We learned that the DEA is really just a secret arm of the CIA. I mean, we already really knew that, but now that's mainstream news. They're openly trying to start censoring the internet. That's being announced. I mean, it's crazy times are here, but doesn't it take tyranny to finally get people out of their morass?
Well, not necessarily. The Germans had tyranny, and they mainly accepted it. It doesn't generally bother you unless you get in their way. Hitler didn't put the whole country in camps. So I think we'll have to see what happens to WikiLeaks and its founder. We'll have to see what they do to the Internet. The people who think have turned away from the print and TV media, and they do rely on the internet, so that's a danger. We'll see if WikiLeaks and its leader can escape the clutches of the Americans, and if the internet can continue to present uncensored information, then we can continue our opposition. Otherwise, things just get closed down. And they've been very successful, as you emphasize every day, in closing things down.
Well, we're in for the fight of our lives, but I'm seeing a lot of positive people, and Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell and so many others that I respect with their historical understanding and their finger on the pulse. They certainly concur that we're going into a real, hardcore, very vicious, premeditated tyranny, but that there's also a big awakening happening. And, you know, we've had a lot of tyranny and sedition acts before, but those have been reversed. I think staged terror is the ace in the hole, and we've confirmed that USA Today has Cal Thomas predicting massive car bombings, machine gun attacks all over the country, and we know that's not going to come from a real, organized Muslim threat. So they're gearing up for a major Pentagon Operation Northwood style event. But I think 9/11 Truth has really introduced the idea of false flag terror to the point that this isn't going to go the way they think it is.
Suits me. I hope they fail.
Well, what are you doing for the new year?
I'm just going to try to take it easy.
All right, Dr. Roberts, it's always great having you pop in. That's scary, though, that you think that the economy is going to continue to degenerate in 2011.
Yes, I think the downturn will renew because there's nothing to drive the recovery. And, of course, the deficits will get larger, and the Federal Reserve will monetize yet more of them. And at some point, there will be some sort of problem with inflation and high unemployment at the same time.
Aren't we already starting to see that with oil going up and gold and silver and food on average? Corn's up almost 50%?
You may be.
All right, Doctor. Doctor, thank you so much for spending time with us. Briefly, tell folks about your newest book.
Well, it's How the Economy Was Lost, and it tells them exactly how the economy was lost. It's easy to read, short chapters.
You're an extremist. How dare you, father of Reaganomics, speak out against all the insanity that's happening? You're probably almost as bad as Ron Paul or the ACLU. Maybe we need to have some spies come look at you, huh?
They probably are, Alex. But, you know, I don't have as large of an audience as you, so they'll get you first.
Yeah, I'm the canary in the coal mine. All right, God bless you. Have a great new year. We're going to win this thing.
Okay. Amen.
Take care, my friend. Have a good new year. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. What a character. We're in a morass, though, an area of muddy or boggy ground, a complicated or confusing situation. But we know the way out. Saying no to tyranny, yes to liberty, and getting the average person moving. Because Hitler at first only persecuted minorities, which was bad and wrong, but he beta tested it there with unpopular groups to set the precedent. Just like they say, oh, we're doing this to fight the Muslims, and then you get the internal documents. It's all about gun owners, veterans, libertarians, farming communities, because you are seen as independent. And then you got the good old boys are some of the biggest cheerleaders for the police state because the globalists dangle the Muslim puppet in front of them and say, get the puppet. And then they just kind of like a bull charging a red cape of the matador. They run right through the red cape and there's the sword on the other side for them. It's really that simple. And that's a fact. And you wonder why everything's falling apart. This is globalism. It's designed to do it. Okay, let's go to your phone calls here. I want to take a lot of calls, and I haven't really done it yet today, but we're going to attempt it right now, so we're going to move quick through the callers. Sam in California, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year, and I'm going to be expecting the next book from the good doctor to be how we won the economy, because we're going to win this thing, I guarantee you. It's just a matter of time before everybody wakes up, and that's...
Well, I know this. We don't have a choice. I mean, look, this corruption is not like a Pinochet or something that was bad enough. These people are control freaks who want to remake society in the family and kill over 80% of us. And they're on, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're not playing games. This is a life and death situation.
Alex, they're going to try. And, you know, to quote the late, great JFK, an error does not become a mistake until we refuse to fix it. And we're going to fix it. And the biggest event of 2010, in my eyes, is the awakening. It's not that subtle. It's a very big thing to have people being awakened to the events that are happening right before our eyes that we're being lied to about, like 9/11. And it takes time. If you remember, in the first following days of 9/11, how everyone went to the welders all throughout the United States went there to cut the steel and help remove rubble. It's just a matter of time before people realize which direction is the right way to point their patriotism.
Well, that's already starting to happen. And that's why the globalist stage events to take the goodwill of the American people and focus it into evil because they believe they're doing good. You know, that's the globalist biggest trick. But we are gaining ground. We are reversing the tide. And I know this. If all the people I run into on the street weren't just listeners or viewers or, quote, supporters, and I know a lot of them are doing positive things, but if they got aggressive and put up flyers, started their own online radio show, went and brokered time on a local AM or FM on the weekend, went and did an Access TV show, ran for city council, ran for Congress, it's the educational process of putting out the alternative to what the globalists are doing. We can't just be against the globalists. That's important to identify them as the criminals, but we've also got to go in and say the solution is restore the republic, take the Congress back, hold these Republicans' feet to the fire. I mean, look, Dr. Roberts is down in the dumps because he's a smart guy. He can see how outrageous this is. He's awake, and so it's very painful to see people that aren't. But I've gone past that. I've learned, you know, that I was once dumb as dirt, and I appreciate your buoying call. Very uplifting, Sam. God bless you. But I know it takes time to turn a big ship around, and we are beginning to turn it around, and the system knows that there is a fight over the wheel of the ship right now, and we are in a death struggle. We are in a life and death struggle against the forces of evil, against the corrupt, greedy, power-tripping armies that have combined forces together to engage in predator operations against free humanity. Humans are predators, and we've dominated the planet. And in the last 4,000 or 5,000 years, humans have set up societies, and in most cases, they set up a predatory system over the population. Now we have a high-tech version of that that we will not survive if we don't get out of this. And we have to face that. And I'm making the resolution to refocus, redouble our efforts, intensify what we're doing in the new year. Because every day, every minute is precious. And there's still so much liberty and so much freedom that people are going to rediscover those old reflexes, and they are rediscovering them. It's very exciting. Let's go ahead. Well, I mean, finishing up with the point I was trying to make, and then I go off into other issues. Well, it doesn't matter. Let's just go back to calls. It's a kaleidoscope of ideas I want to cover. Let's talk to Chris in Washington. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for everything you're doing. Amen to all that. It's just that, you know, we are in a war for our minds and our lives alike. So thanks to 2010 that, you know, we're pretty important. The obliteration of the Constitution has been going on for so long. I mean, 4th, 10th, 2nd Amendment, just hammering it away and now saying that it doesn't have any binding power. It's just ridiculous. The presence of TSA, I mean, they're everywhere now. And, you know, it's just outrageous what's going on. Biggest events, though, probably the dollar value dropping, and Mr. Porter's Tenbury's predictions for 2011, probably likely it's going to come around 2011, 2012. Biggest thing for 2011 though is hopefully the rate of people standing up, like I've been saying for so long. Just waking up is one part, then going out and actually doing something is way more important. I try as much as I can to get the word out, and people are just so, what was that Stansbury was saying? Normalcy something. They just don't want to believe it. It's ridiculous.
Well said, Chris. Appreciate your call. But have you noticed that whenever we stand up and speak out and fight back, they back off, just like with the TSA. They back off for a while because when we're ready to give them a fight, they don't want to give us a chance to have a victory. They want to back off and then creep back up in the dark of night. And it's the same thing. I mean, if they really start trying to arrest people like myself, if they really start trying to go after Ron Paul and others, that is only going to cause more people to realize just how serious the situation is and to stand up. They're hoping that we operate psychologically like them. That's why they don't mind that it's in the news that Ron Paul is being spied on as a potential terrorist. Not just, it's a sign you might be a terrorist if you like Ron Paul. No, let's spy on Ron Paul. Let's spy on his organization. Let's spy on the ACLU and list them as potential terrorists. I mean, that is just outrageous. But they mean it to be outrageous, to set that precedent. I mean, they've got to get all those cops behind closed doors in those fusion centers and sit there with a straight face like FEMA did in 2000. I have video shot by a firefighter. It's in Road to Tyranny with the police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies, and they get right up and say, who's the original terrorist organization, the founding fathers? Who's bad? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. The cops even know how to answer. And they have Homeland Security spying on legislators. And they say, this legislature in Pennsylvania wants to cut taxes. That will cut money to the government. That's against our interest. That's a threat to Homeland Security. Here's an example. My mother has a longtime college friend who I've known my whole life. Nice lady. Works for a big Fortune 500 for decades. Successful mid-level executive. And my mother went to Europe with her a month or so ago for a week. They like to go to the museums. And they tried to mail back an advent calendar. My kids get them. They have like a little piece of chocolate for every day leading up to Christmas in the month of December. And they tried to mail it as a present to some of her family. So she'd have to carry it around with her in Europe. They bought it in Germany. And some of the advent calendars, only some of them from this big popular German company. My mom told me the name. Most people will know the name. It's Kind or something. Some of the advent calendars, of the hundreds they put out, only in like one of the little boxes have like a little top or a little ball, a little toy. Some of them aren't candies, they're toys. And because a child might be able to choke, it's a banned toy in the U.S. An adult can't buy that chocolate box that has a toy in it for yourself. Now, see, that sounds crazy. It sounds bureaucratic. It sounds dumb. She got a letter from Homeland Security saying, we confiscated, it was expensive, by the way, your advent calendar, because some models of this have toys that could be a choking hazard. No judge, no jury, no law, admiralty law. And you're like, well, that just sounds silly and stupid. No, it's about all commerce being seized by them. It's about all commerce being controlled. It's about Homeland Security running every facet of life. Remember that article in Fox News, AP also covered it last year? $15 million fines. In fact, people won't believe it. Pull it up. $15 million fines for garage sale. My mind can't even get wrapped around that. And it says, first time you're caught having a garage sale that's unauthorized by the feds, $10,000 fine. Next time, $1 million. Next time, $15 million. And how do they do it? They say if you're selling in your garage sale, your bazaar, your flea market, your gun show, any recalled toy, and there's tens of thousands of them, in going back decades, you will be fined millions of dollars. See, it's always in safety. Oh, it's for your safety. Okay, now you can drink all the bisphenol A drinks you want. You can drink all the fluoride you want, all the deadly vaccines. That's great. You can have hundreds of thousands of deaths from drug interactions they push on you. Hundreds of thousands of deaths from bacteria killing people. There it is. New government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales nationwide. $15 million fine. There it is. That was September 18, 2009, so a year and a half ago. Now, this is the tyranny. The TSA is not there to stop little men with AK-47s. It is not there to stop Muslim extremists. The globalists pump every amount of money and funding they can into the most nutty Muslim groups they can. They hold their hand. They try to get them to attack 24-7, and all they can get is 18-year-old street kids and people literally borderline mentally retarded. That's all they can do. Now, suddenly the terror threat is a bunch of morons who were recruited in prison with names like Johnson and Martinez. But 9 years ago, it was like Star Wars level attack. Super high tech. I mean, do you believe any of this? So, Homeland Security is seizing everything. And they're going to come after everybody. Okay? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. And at 8 after, we got Bob Chapman coming on. Then Max Kaiser. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Not only should we talk about the biggest stories, the most important things that happened in 2010 and what we see happening next year, but also, what are our resolutions? My New Year's resolution last year was to lose 50 pounds. I only lost 25. I'm going to lose that additional 25 this year. Personally, to spend more time with my family while at the same time putting out more info against the globalist. But what about simple resolutions, like to reach out to somebody with liberty, to reach out to somebody with the truth, to reach out to somebody with a warning about the corruption every day? We should all do that. I do it at 7-Eleven. I do it at gas stations. I do it at the grocery store. I talk to people. That's important. They want us in our houses watching our glowing television sets. I would say make the resolution this year. Talking to somebody is effective. But the most effective, the majority of people that come to this radio show, the majority of people I talk to who say they've been awakened, were awakened with one of my 25 films. They're all online. They're at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. You can get the DVDs, make copies, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire. They're all available at InfoWars.com. And I know you're supporting us, but please continue to make the resolution this year to support the InfoWar. And who can doubt? We're not perfect, but we do the best we can. Who can doubt? It's a big responsibility. We're at the tip of the spear right here on this radio broadcast. And I talk to many other prominent people like Ron Paul and countless others, and they say the number one ping they get is this show from people out there on the street. This is the show with the buzz. This is the broadcast having the effect. This is the broadcast breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall because of you spreading the word and because of the powerful info we lay out here and the great job my crew does, all of us together. And that's why the attacks, no doubt, are going to intensify. Because of jealousy, but also because of government manipulation and mainstream attacks, it's only going to intensify. And I just pray going into the new year that the good Lord above, you know, take those lemons and turn them into lemonade, as has always been in the past. And we're just going to put one foot in front of the other and move forward. Let's talk to who's up next here, John. Caroline in Australia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Caroline.
Alex, you're awesome. We've been waiting up here. This is our New Year's resolution. It's me and Richard, we're here. We've been waiting up all night to speak to you, so it's so exciting.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. Wow. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've got a question, then I'm going to hand you over to Richard. My question is, like, in Australia, like, what do you forecast? Because I've heard that they're going to introduce a police state here, but I don't see how it's physically possible because we're a really vast, vast, vast nation with only 24 million people, and so it's not really physically possible, do you know what I mean, to monitor us all? I'll take my question off the air. I'm handing over to Richard now.
Hey, Richard.
Happy New Year, America and the world.
Hey, how are you doing?
The big story of the year for me is the exposure of silver. I'm a big fan of a guy called Bix Weir, Road to Ruta theory. The silver thing is going to crack open this whole thing. And everybody get ready. I reckon around April that time, et cetera, the thing's going to come down. So get ready. And that's going to happen. So happy New Year to you all.
Well, hold on, Richard. I'm going to hold you over because I want to hear you quantify, and I tend to agree with you that this silver thing is big. Silver's up 50%+ just in the last few months. We're going to come back, talk to you, talk to a few more callers, and Bob Chapman's coming on. We'll continue with open phones. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.